On this episode of the Girl Talk Podcast,
God has prepared us this beautiful table. We can sit down and enjoy it with Him. But it does take, but like you mentioned, the time, it's not a drive-through, it's a formal meal. Hello there, you are listening to the Girl Talk Podcast. My name is Carol.
I'm Kelly.
Hey, I'm Trisha.
We're so glad you are here tonight. Yeah. We have tried to do this event how many times?
Way too many.
46 or something like that?
Yeah.
And so we are so glad to have you in the room tonight. Mm-hmm. So glad to have our folks listening online. And we are going to dive right in because y'all know we like the light, fluffy topics. We never go deep.
It's because y'all don't listen to the light and fluffy.
I know, right? We try to do fun ones and y'all don't listen to those. So
if we're going
to
talk about fear, anxiety, y'all are all over that.
Yeah, exactly.
We are too.
So we're going to dive right in tonight, and we're going to talk about getting to know yourself. I'm going to tell you what started this original topic with me anyway, was I remember after I went through my divorce that somebody sat down with me and said, what is it you like to do? And I didn't have an answer. Like, it took me a while. And they were like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm just trying to think of what I like to do. Because sometimes we lose ourselves in the roles that we play. Whether it's an employee or a sister or a mom or an aunt or a Bible study leader. We lose ourselves in those roles and sometimes we forget who we are. Mm-hmm. And we got to get back to some of those things. So that's what we're going to dive into tonight.
Yeah. Yep. Fundraiser.
What?
Fundraiser. It's a role I play.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Fundraiser.
I was like, I have no clue where we're going with this.
That's a different day, Kelly.
We'd like to take an offering.
Right.
We're passing a plate tonight.
Anybody got a chicken bucket? Y'all been to those chicken bucket meetings, haven't you?
Yeah.
I can't tell you how disappointed I was when there wasn't chicken in that bucket. Anyway.
Morning show host.
Morning show host, yes.
Yes, midday host.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We all have different roles. Teachers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Nurses.
Nurses. All kinds of roles that we play.
Wives.
So,
all of it. Daughters.
So let's start out here. Let's define what we're talking about when we say our identity apart from the things that we do. Because what happens is somebody will go, hey, how are you? You'll introduce you, tell them your name, and they'll say, well, what do you do? And we automatically go for what? Where we work, right? Yep. Everybody identifies themselves by the job that they do. Yep. Mm-hmm. We say, where do you work? And then the conversation grows from there. And so the tendency is to only be that. Mm-hmm. To only be the role that you play at work.
I'm so much more than that.
You are.
I'm a hot mess. Woo! I'm extra. Is that word extra? You're extra.
I am extra.
You're extra. I'm extra.
I'm extra. I'm like extra the supersized meal, you know? But I'm just a room temperature mess right now, so.
But you're right. We play so many different roles, and it's so easy for us to pigeonhole ourselves into that, or to pigeonhole ourselves into, I'm the one who used to have this problem in my life.
Yep.
Or I'm the one who used to have blonde hair.
Yep.
Or I'm the one who used to live in Seattle. Or, you know, those things that have real, that's not who God made us to
be. Right.
Well, I was thinking the difficulty with that, with defining yourself by what you do, means that's how you find your worth. Right?
Yeah.
Because if that's who I am, then that's what I do, and then that's how I am worthy or not.
Right.
And I don't know about you, but I have, every single time I have tried to find my worth in something like a job, a role, a relationship even, it falls apart.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. It falls apart, and then I fall apart, because that's a very big part of me that just crumbled.
So let's go a little bit deeper on that. Why do you think it falls apart?
I don't think it can hold the weight of my needs.
Yeah.
If I define myself by something, I need it to give me back. Mm-hmm. I need it to fill me up. And I've tried that. Oh, my word. I tried it with so many things.
Yeah.
And every single time,
I
end up a mess in the floor because it's just not giving me back what I need. Or even if it gives me back what I need one day, it won't give it to me the next day.
It's temporary.
And it's temporary.
Yeah.
And I'm so tired of that. It's a cycle. Do y'all?
Anybody else tired of that?
It's a cycle. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got a few people here who are tired of that. The rest of them are trying to get tired of it, I can tell.
Yeah.
So how do we switch gears from identifying ourselves from the roles that we play to where it is truly centered on Christ? We got some young people here, and I will tell you, young people, as I look across the crowd and see a bunch of young people here, if you get this piece of your relationship with Christ right, it will save you a ton of headaches. Mm-hmm. Any gray-headed people in the audience that would amen me on that?
Amen.
Like, I'm not just talking about, like, oh, yeah, I know who I am in Christ. Because you can know all those things and they not make it down into your heart. But I will tell you, if someone had come alongside me at age 15, 16, 17, in those years, and said, if you get this one piece right, it will save you a ton of heartache, man, I wish I could go back there.
Well, I think one of the things that we need to think about is when we're born, God gives us skills and abilities and talents.
Yeah.
You know, some people are good cooks. Some people are good teachers. Some
not us, Carol.
Not me and you.
No, not any of us. Thankfully, we have other people that will cook for us.
Yeah.
But some people can do, people are acrobats. People are good speakers. Mm-hmm. People can go on a radio show and talk. And some people can ask other people for money. And we're given skills and abilities when we're born. Mm. And then when we give our lives to Christ and we're born again, we get spiritual gifts. Mm. So we get gifts of things like serving and helping and the ability to be able to do things like tell other people about Jesus, mm-hmm. exhortation.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
we get gifts like the ability to prophesy or the ability to evangelize mm-hmm. and be bold in our faith. And that's who we are in Christ. Mm-hmm. There's teachers that are given the ability to teach the skills. And then there are people who have been infused with the Holy Spirit's ability to teach people about Christ.
See, I think you pointed out something very interesting here, because what you said was that you've been given a gift to serve.
That's right, yes. Mm-hmm.
And we do not live in a society and culture that says we need to serve. Mm-hmm. It says everything needs to serve me. And if I can just bounce off of what you said, Tricia, I think that's when I get in trouble. Mm-hmm. Is when I say, everybody out here is here to serve me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So could y'all just meet my needs and make me feel good about myself? If you could just do that for me. It's like we're walking around with an empty cup going, could you go ahead and fill this up for
me? Just a drop.
Could you fill this up? And people are looking at you going like, man, you drain me. Mm-hmm. Like, I got friends in the room. They'll tell you. I drain them. Drain them dry. They pray I get this right tonight. They tired, y'all. They tired.
That's awesome. Oh, that's great.
But it is true that when we go with that empty cup to anything else but Jesus, and I know there are some of you in the room who are rolling your eyes right now. I know, because I've sat where you sat and I've listened to people talk and I have rolled my eyes. And I'll just say this. Go ahead and roll your eyes. But I will tell you the truth of the matter is nothing will satisfy like Jesus will satisfy.
Yep. Amen. Amen. Preach it.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you.
But
would
here's
you
the problem.
Up, please fill it up.
Here's a little. But here's the problem I have, and maybe I'm the only one. But here is the problem I have. I want that. I want to find my satisfaction in Jesus. That's what I want my identity to be. I still struggle. I don't know how.
Yeah.
Half the time, I don't know how. So I'm going to do it. And then the next thing you know, I'm pouring all my energy, all my thought into some other thing that doesn't hold. So I struggle. I don't know how to do that. This is my battle right now. I don't, anybody else, this is my battle right now.
Well, here's the thing, though. I think there is nobody in the room that does it perfectly. And the older that you get, I think you, I mean, with gray hair and hot flashes, you get a little bit of wisdom.
She's been hot tonight. She's been sweating it up.
When we got ready to pray for this, I said, y'all, I'm glad I'm not going to hell, because I can't stand the heat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And if y'all laugh when my glasses fog up from the inside, I will hunt you down. But I think here's the thing about it is that any time that we kind of hold ourselves up to a standard, because we're real bad to do this. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not as good as Kelly. Well, I'm not as good as Tricia. Well, I'm not as good as Brenda. I don't do it like Karina or Kelly or Lisa. When we start doing that, then we put Kelly and Tricia and Lisa and Karina on the throne of our lives. And we say, they're the ultimate. And that throne is made for one person and one person alone. I don't do it perfectly, because y'all know, if you listen to the show anytime at all, I don't do it perfectly. And they still keep me, which is amazing. But I think the pursuit of those things, like if you start your day asking the Lord, Lord, I'm going to lay this before you, even little things. Where I'm going to spend my time today? Where do you want me to serve today? When you open His Word, His Word will speak to you if you will listen, if you will take the time. You can't meditate in 43 seconds. I've tried. Like, if you're going to really get God's Word down into your heart, you're going to have to spend some time there. And I'm not saying you have to read 12 books. I'm saying if you'll spend time with one verse, I have seen God do it so many times. If you'll just spend time with one verse and say, Lord, all day long, I'm going to repeat this verse right here. And I want you to teach me whatever you want to teach me about this verse. If you'll do that, I guarantee 100% He will show up and teach you something that you didn't know about that verse. But here's the thing. We go, like, if you wanted to lose weight and get in shape and you went to the gym one time, that didn't work. I'm giving up. Are you kidding me? Like, you got to go every day. And yet we treat God like, well, He didn't show up. I gave Him 12 seconds. I'm speaking this because I live it.
That's true. That's true.
You know, I think one of the things, though, that we get ourselves into danger with is that I want to be good for Him. I want to be a good singer for Him. I want to be a good fundraiser for Him. I want to be a good speaker for Him. And so sometimes I find myself getting caught up in even those identities of things that I want to do that can sometimes become what I'm about instead of making it about Jesus. You know, if I ever go up on the platform to sing at my church and it becomes about me and not about Him, I have gotten it wrong. If I ever go to do any kind of anything and it is about me and my identity as a person and not my identity in Christ, then I've gotten it wrong. You guys ever have that problem where you get it wrong? Have you ever gotten it wrong?
All the time.
I get it wrong more than I get it right. Like every single day.
Well, let's talk about how to get it right. So what works? How do you get it right?
I'm talking. I'm going to be quiet.
Well, when you've done it, when you felt like I've approached it the correct way, what have you done?
I think anytime you start with prayer and you truly ask, as we've done tonight, as I know you all have done tonight, and ask the Holy Spirit to open your mouth and be the instrument and to shut your mouth when you need to be when you need to have it shut, because that also needs to happen often, more often than not, and to be everything that we are, and to fill us, and that it's just the overflow of our hearts and the overflow of our love for Him. But I think it starts with that prayer, really committing whatever it is we're doing, whether we're going and working at a grocery store, whether we're going and serving our next door neighbor, or whether we're going and teaching children at a preschool. If we start the day by saying, Lord, be in it. Lord, you not I. I think that is all we need to do to get us started.
I'll add one more thing in here. I will say, if we will look to Him for His approval, because here's what happens. I'm going to serve the Lord. And you walk in and you do something for the Lord and nobody notices. And then you're mad. At every Christian on the face of the earth. Like, seriously, I mean, I ain't going to mince words tonight. Well, you get mad sometimes. Because why do you get mad? Why do you get mad? Because your expectation is from them. Yep. They're human and they're terrible saviors. Mm-hmm. We're all terrible saviors, y'all. Yep. And so I can pray all day, but still, if I'm looking to you to tell me if I'm okay, good. That's it. Facebook.
Yeah.
How many likes did I get?
Yeah.
How many hearts did I get?
Ouch.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And if that is our gauge, though, man, every time.
And how many times do we do that? I mean, I'm guilty of that, of looking for someone else to give me that attaboy instead of just knowing that I'm doing what I'm doing for the Lord and nobody else, for an audience of one.
Yep.
Not for the pat on the back, not for the, hey, Kelly, you're doing a great job, thank you. But for him and him alone.
Yep.
Because people are going to disappoint us.
Yeah.
What if you don't hear from him?
In what way? Like what?
Well,
unpack that a little bit. What does it look like not to hear from
him? I want to have this day be about the Lord. Maybe I don't know what to do. Well, what do I do next? I don't know what to do. I don't feel led. I'm not sure. Is this the right thing? Is this the wrong thing? And so I'm looking to the wrong things to give me direction. Mm-hmm. So how do you hear from God? How do you all hear from God? That's what I'd like to hear.
Yeah.
The word.
Yeah.
I will say doing the next thing. Mm-hmm. Just doing the next thing. Lord, what is it you would have me to? How many of you have been interrupted today? Mm-hmm. Okay, four of us. sometimes those interruptions are the very place God uses us.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true. Yep.
Very place. Mm-hmm. But because I have my schedule, and it's funny, they're laughing because I never have a schedule.
Yeah.
But if
this is a fantasy. Okay.
This is fantasy land. If I have a schedule of things that I need to get done during the day, don't be interrupting me. Like, I've got to get things done. That's the very place the Lord will show up. And I will say, I don't always hear, this is the Lord. Go to Krispy Kreme. Yeah, I don't hear that.
Man, wouldn't that be easy if you just like,
but,
yes, Lord.
Tapped you on the shoulder. Hey, Carol, I've got a word for you.
Go get it. Go send it.
It's glazed.
I've got something for you to listen to.
But I will say that I think we overthink it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Like we expect lightning bolts or billboards or something writing on the wall.
Yeah.
You know?
I also think that there's been times where I have felt at peace about things.
Yeah.
Mm. And just peace knowing this is the next right step.
Yeah.
And when I feel that peace and I know that the Lord's in it, that's where I'm going, what I'm doing. Mm-hmm.
I will say this. There have been times in my life where I didn't know what to do and praying about it and trying to figure it out. And I have taken a step, what I thought was the next step. And even if it wasn't the right step, God made it right.
Yeah, that's so true.
He will do that. Yeah. I have seen that. So I guess it's just about having the faith to take the next step.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think what we can't do is always think that we're going to have some grandiose calling each and every day. Sometimes the biggest way that you can fulfill your calling is caring for your husband or caring for your kids or caring for your parents or caring for your coworkers. Sometimes it's not, will you go to the mission field? Sometimes it's the mission field is across the street. You know, we tend to put things in order. We think this is more important than this. And
it's true.
No. Whatever God has called you to, the people he's put in your circle, that is a place for ministry. So don't always discount where he's called you to serve because it's not the same as someone else's. Be content to serve and to do whatever it is he calls you to do. Sometimes it's raising babies. Other times it's loving on babies in the children's nursery. Thank you for all you who do that. Sometimes it's coming alongside a young lady and saying, hey, can we have coffee? We need more of that. Can I just say that here? Those of you who are, those of you who are have decided to embrace your gray hair in the room and not covering it up, we need you. We need you to come alongside and to help us to be better wives and to help us to be better moms and to help us to be better friends and to help us to be better mentors. We need you. So don't think your job is over. We still need you. And you may think, well, I'm retired now. I don't have a job. Yeah, you do. You don't retire from service for God. It may change, but you don't get to retire.
Well, you know, I think about people who have some experience in their life. Maybe they have gray hair. Maybe it's just experience. About the ways that they've figured out who they are. That they've been through so many different experiences that have really helped shape them, and they know who they are in Christ. I think that's why the red hats and the purple clothes and all that stuff, because they're like, I'm just going to wear whatever I want to wear, and these two colors look good together. I know who I am, and these colors are great. I think that's how that movement kind of started, is women who were older said, I know who I am, and I love who I am, and I'm proud of who I am. And having that wisdom passed down to those of us who are younger to say, you know, I can help you know who you are in Christ. Find your identity in Christ is so important. If that doesn't happen, we're not honoring God the way God created women to live in community with each other. Because older women are supposed to speak into the lives of the younger women. And that's so important as we learn to figure out who we are with our identity in Christ.
Yeah. What you're talking about to me is when someone is so comfortable with who they are in Christ, they're so comfortable with who they are, they're not trying to please anyone else. Mm-hmm. Right?
That's right.
That's it. I'm not trying to please this person or that person or even have them say something that makes me feel pleased about myself. It's having that confidence that I am okay and I'm enough in Christ.
Yes. Yep.
That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. That's huge. Mm-hmm.
Jesus plus nothing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's God's grace that does that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And you know, also think about women. Mm-hmm. And Jesus loves women. Mm-hmm. He cherishes women. There's so many stories in the Bible about how he pursued women. You know, I think about him going to the woman at the well.
Yeah.
And he didn't wait for the woman at the well to come to him. He ran after her and went and got her and said, go and sin no more and tell all your other people, all those people you live with, all about me. And, I love the way he loves women. Mm-hmm. And we can find our identity in that as a loved person because we are known. Mm-hmm. Jesus loves us. We're known by him. You know, Jeremiah says you are loved with an everlasting love. Jeremiah also says you are known. Yeah. You are known in God's mind before he even made you in your mother's womb. Mm. Mm. You have a hope and a future, Jeremiah 29:11. Philippians 4:13 says, you are able to do all things through Christ. And then my favorite, Romans 8:37 says, you are more than a conqueror through Christ who loves you. That's our identity in Christ right there, y'all. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And when you are confident in God's love, you don't have to go begging for scraps of love in other ways and other places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When we know we have somebody who loves us more than any human could ever love us, who created us in a unique way. He created me differently than you two ladies.
Yeah.
Us differently than you ladies out there. And he loves us just the way he made us to be. And he knew who we were going to be before he ever even made us.
Yeah.
And he knew who we would become before he ever even made us.
I'm thinking of when you said we don't have to settle for scraps, I'm thinking of a banquet table set out here before
us. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If we set a banquet table out here and we said, come and eat, and you chose to eat the crushed up Lance crackers in your pocketbook.
Ooh. I taste that when you said that.
Right?
Stale.
Yes. I mean, if you choose that over a banquet, like, think of that choice.
Ooh, yes. You know, I'm doing that Bible study. Excited.
Okay. No.
Louis Giglio's Don't Let the Enemy Sit at Your Table.
Yep.
He's talking about how the Lord has prepared us a banquet table, a beautiful table with everything. And he sits down and he wants to meet with us. And he just can't wait to meet with us. But a lot of times he said, we settle for a drive-through version.
Yep.
good to see you, Jesus. You know, I'll have a Coke. See you later. You know, instead of sitting down and enjoying that banquet with him. And he also talks about how, next thing you know, the enemy's trying to squirrel in and get a seat at the table and start to whisper lies in our ear about who we are.
Yeah.
But we can't allow that. We have to say no to that. And that is something I am fighting right now. I don't mean right now, but like in my life. And just having to say, no, there is no seat for you here.
Yeah.
God has prepared us this beautiful table. We can sit down and enjoy it with him. But it does take, but like you mentioned, the time. It's not a drive-through. It's a formal meal.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good. So what's the danger if we get it all mixed up?
I think you turn on the news.
I was going to say that's Thursday. I don't know.
There's the danger, you know?
Yeah.
We live in an upside down world with the priorities out of whack, looking for something to fill them, and nothing satisfies.
Yeah. Hope in all the wrong places.
Yeah.
Yeah. We, you know, all of the new things that have been tried, it's just making things worse.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Our world is not getting better.
The
things we're trying, which is a lot of moving God away from different areas of our lives, it's not making things better.
Yeah.
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 And I know the times in my life where I spent where I was the most unhappy were the times I was trying to please man and not God.
Yeah.
When I didn't know who I was, when I didn't know that I was his, created and cherished.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand that I was created for a purpose. Mm. When I really got that right, when I got that I was created for a purpose and that he has a plan for my life, I stopped caring what the rest of, or, I mean, this didn't stop caring totally because I still struggle with that every day, but I stopped caring as much about what the other people thought and found a lot more happiness and joy.
So do you think it's easier to shoot at a fixed target or a moving target?
Fixed.
Okay, good.
Fixed.
Thank you. You have the reason I'm saying that is because the world's target is always moving.
That's right.
Today it's size 10 or size 2 or this number on a scale or this title or your kids grew up to be this. The target is always moving.
Mm-hmm.
When you find your identity in Christ, you're shooting at a target that doesn't move. And he does it all. That's the beauty of relationship with Jesus, is that he does it all.
Mm-hmm. And the truth that never changes.
That's right.
Right there.
Doesn't move.
Yep.
Not a moving target. Mm-hmm. I loved our discussion, and thank you for listening. We want to say thank you to our friends at Daystar Machining Technologies and Fox Toyota of East Tennessee for their partnership and ministry today. And we will see you next time we gather around these microphones for the next Girl Talk podcast.
Yay!